Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new episode of KFWF Radio. This is the world's first and only combination trivia host and professional wrestling announcer of Chilean descent that currently resides in Southern California, your stunningly stubborn, stupendous student of stupidity, Ozzy V. Welcome to this vehicle where we are completely stupid in and out throughout the entire time. And I am also joined first up in the north is Greg. Say hello, Greg.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
And over in the south, but kind of the east, holding it up in the least coast, I should say, is Dan Shine.
What's up? What's up? What's up? We're way better than California, sir.
Okay, get out of here. And the producer holding everything together, the Todd. How are you? I know I realized I just called you the Todd. It just kind of slipped out.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that one.
Yeah. Anyhow. Okay, so this week, not only are we going to have a new segment at the very end of the show that I'll explain once you get there, we do have a draft. We're drafting action movies. We do got, I don't know if you guys have a story to share this week. I had a story literally just happened to me this morning. And something of that will help me determine the draft order. So here we go. But we are going to kick things off with weird and irrelevant news, beginning in, this is actually in China, fitness instructor 50-year-old Chen Haigang had a tribute exercising like a monkey for keeping in good health. He began in public exercising like a monkey beginning at age 20 and has been doing this for 30 years, walking, climbing trees, everything like a monkey. And it's almost, because there you can see video of this, it looks like yoga, but, you know, he's just moving around. Like, imagine, okay, how about this? Virtual reality. You know, you can see someone standing in one place with virtual reality, or you can imagine them actually, like, walking around and trying to interact with stuff. This guy is the latter. It was like moving yoga. Have you guys ever seen anybody exercise like a particular animal?
No.
It actually can look kind of comfortable.
Sounds. I feel like an idiot.
I will say walking on all fours definitely strengthened your core. When I was a kid playing football, they had us do what were called bear crawls. You had to, you know, quickly go on our hands and our feet. And that really just, that's killer. But that was kick things off. That was pretty neat to see. And the next thing also in China is you can actually order an electric car where the base costs $930. It's upgradable to $1,200. You can get stronger batteries. It only has 1.16 unit of horsepower with a top speed of 18.5 miles per hour. It's 8 feet long, 5 feet wide, 6 feet high, 712 pounds, and can carry up to 660 pounds. Battery charge nets only 60 miles for one charge, and it takes 10 hours to fully charge. This is a start. You know, this is a start. I mean, like I mentioned the Switch earlier, and that all started from the NES. You know, so it's a start. One day we're going to be able to get cars mailed to us and charge them up. I'm hoping it's one of those. I'm hoping for like a better company than IKEA. We get parts and we get to construct it ourselves. I'm thinking that can be an end goal. What do you guys think about that?
Well, yeah, you don't want it to fall apart in 6 months. So, yeah, definitely better than IKEA.
Better than IKEA.
I want the flying cars, man. Why are we getting this crappy stuff we have to build ourselves? I want a flying car. I want to buy it from somebody that knows how to build it.
How about this? What if you get the car and you can figure out how to make it fly? Or are you?
Oh, I don't want to do the work.
Oh, you want to do the work. Okay, yeah. All right. Well, as long as that's out there. Okay. Yeah. And then the last story, two cars, one crime. Let's check this out. Sunday, July 15th in Newburgh, Oregon, local police had chased a 27-year-old in a stolen Land Rover. The chase led to the driver getting into an accident, and the other vehicle was a Buick Regal driven by a 25-year-old and also happened to be reported stolen 3 weeks ago. Two stolen vehicles crashed with one another, and I want to give credit to Greg for bringing this story to me. This is fantastic.
I have a question.
Yes.
Is there ever a Buick Regal that's not stolen?
That's a fair point.
Wow. I didn't think about that, but I will say that if you do want to avoid getting in an accident, they should avoid driving like monkeys. Reportedly, they were doing so. They heard it was Yeah, I know, right? Anyway, so we're going to move on to the first question. And if this is your first time listening, I'm going to play a song after this question that has something to do with the answer. Sometimes it makes sense. Actually, rarely it will make sense. This one might make sense. We'll see how that works. So, founded in 1855 and famous for its basketball program, Butler University can be found in what U.S. state? Once again, founded in 1855 and famous for its basketball program, Butler University can be found in what U.S. state? Song I'm going to be playing, I'm going to be, also known as 500 Miles by the Proclaimers, and we'll be back in a couple minutes with the answer here on KFWF.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm going to be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm going to be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm going to be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm going to be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more than be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
But I'm working, yes I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing older you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be a man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And
when I come home,
yes, I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home.
Founded in 1855 and famous for its basketball program, Butler University can be found in what U.S. state? Song ad playing, I'm gonna be 500 miles by the Proclaimers. Now, Greg, you mentioned you have a guess on the connection.
Well, I think the answer is
okay.
Indiana.
And how'd you get there?
maybe there is. Well, I got there from playing too much NBA 2K19. But okay. the reason why I think there's a connection, I think maybe there's a stretch of the state that is maybe just under 500 miles. Maybe.
No.
No. Dang it.
No. Okay, wait. No, it's going to be something like
what I know state it's too is, simple.
What state is like 500 miles away? That's my weird, yeah, I don't know.
Dan, anything?
I am totally lost on this one.
Okay,
so check this out. Doesn't take much.
Shut up.
Now, the song, I'm going to be 500 miles by the Proclaimers, because 500 are the number of miles in the event billed as the greatest spectacle in racing, the Indianapolis 500, which takes place in the state of Indiana. Indiana being the correct answer. Now, stay tuned. If you want to hear some more songs, we still got more songs. Dan, your personal favorite, Justin Timberlake, is coming up as well as Snoop Dogg. So yes.
I'm going to recap the whole story now.
Nope.
No, we've already gone through it. I'll do the recapping because mine will remain objective. Yours will remain subjective.
Timberlake's an ass. That's all I got.
Anyway. He's muted now, so feel free to go ahead.
Oh, no. I want to do it as we're going to lead into the song. So okay. Just to set it up perfectly so that way the listener can just envision Dan with all the rage under his hat and all the steam coming out of the sides of the hat. Yeah, that'll do it. Because I don't want to talk about it, then talk about my story, then go back right before the story. So speaking of stories, Greg, what do you got this week?
All right. So in life, we feel sometimes, you know, with the ads and the things we click on, that those ads know exactly what we're looking for. We might not even search it in our browsing history and everything, but somehow the internet knows what we want. Now, it went to a new level where my television knew what I was talking about in the moment. I was sitting there talking with my wife after I've just gotten an at-home haircut, in which she then told me to make sure I wore some sunblock. Right as we're talking about sunblock, guess what ad turns on the TV? An ad about sunblock. And then shortly after, the next commercial, very, very next commercial, I kid you not, it says, do not shave your head. And ladies and gentlemen, I have shaved my head.
There you go.
What the?
It knew.
It's going to be
and
shaving
I saved
your
it
head
for that couple. Reaction, Ozzy.
Holy shit. I was not expecting that.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm thinking about doing the same, but I'm waiting for my son to be here so I don't freak him out.
I am too, actually. Yeah. Ozzy needs to. Ozzy would be like the ultimate. Oh. You need to get like a raise when you're around him. Just just do the old jackass gag. Just come behind him.
No.
Like he's killing you with his eyes right now, Dan.
Hashtag goals. Hopefully 2021, I'll be down there again and I will come up on commentary. Just right off
don't,
there.
I swear to God, and you know how much I don't want to use that word while on this show.
We need to make exceptions for the right time.
Even try.
I can pay off like one of the wrestlers. Get Schlack to do it. You can't do
okay. All right, that's enough. Now, we're all prepped for my story that I have for this week. This actually just happened to me this morning. Well, sort of this morning, the resolution, so to speak. I ordered a package from Target because I said I recently got a Switch. And it was one of these memory cards so I could like download a bunch of games on. Anyway, I've been tracking it, and I placed the order last Wednesday, and I got an update saying it would be arriving Saturday, July 11th. The Saturday comes and goes, no package. I checked the page at night, the tracking page, and this is at 1 a.m. Sunday morning, and it's been in Rialto, which is about 45 miles away from Anaheim, where I live, since Friday night at 9:50 p.m., described as in transit. So it's been in transit for 36 hours in the same city. 9:50 p.m. right. So later delivery date was to get switched to pending, right? And I wake up this morning and I check the tracking. It landed overnight in Anaheim, or it arrived overnight in Anaheim, rather, at 7.02 a.m. And at 7.41, it says it was placed on a FedEx vehicle for delivery. However, underneath it states, scheduled for delivery next business day. Today's Sunday. It's telling me that the next business day is Wednesday, because it says, because the delivery date now says Wednesday the 13th, or rather the 15th. And now let me be, and I go ahead and I make a call because I just want to get clarification. I just want to find out what's the deal. What's going on? Now, this isn't me being Karen, all right? I simply wanted clarification. And
your hair's too long anyway.
But just as bad.
Yeah, this is not what this is about. Now, I let him know everything that I just told you guys right now. It says next business day. And I was like, what circumstances are going on that, like, how come it's not tomorrow? And he says, oh, you know what? You have the FedEx home delivery, and that doesn't include Sunday or Monday. And I was like, let me get this straight. You're telling me that with this thing, with this specific pack or order system, whatever, Sundays and Mondays, Monday is not considered a business day. And he says, that's correct. I said, okay. So what about Tuesday? Is it just going to hang out on the vehicle all day Tuesday and then show up Wednesday? And he basically was going in circles, and I didn't want to pester him too much, right? But then I looked at FedEx home delivery, and it said, like, delivery 7 days. So I was still kind of confused. And I called back, and the second guy that answered me, he's like, no, I see it here. It's on the vehicle out for delivery. It's like, how come this was so easy? You know, and, like, the other guy was trying to tell me that Monday wasn't a business day. Now, let me ask you this. Did I or did I not receive the package today?
You did.
Did.
I'm going to say no.
Okay. I did.
Ah.
And that was what I chose to determine the draft order. So, answered in speed. So, Todd's going to be first in the draft. Dan's going to be second. I'm going to be third. Greg's going to be fourth.
So, I can take
so painful. Oh, man.
I'm not.
Hey, you know what? If that's your favorite, don't let me. Whatever. We'll get there.
Say that anyway. Again.
The order is going to be Todd, Dan, me, Greg.
Okay.
All right. Now, before I go into this music artist, we did have a. I'll just recap this. And Todd, if you can do some producer work and mute Dan for me, please. Dan told us a story that he was at Planet Hollywood and he was upset that his order wasn't getting tended to because Justin Timberlake was in the venue and had the attention of all the servers. And he felt he was just as important as Justin Timberlake. That's basically the gist of it.
He thought the hat was more important.
Oh, he thought the hat was more important. So that's the gist of it. So now, having said that, before we kick it over to the song, I'm going to ask this question. And yes, this has something to do with the answer. Question is, what NHL expansion team introduced in the 1998-99 season has 12 playoff appearances, but has yet to win a Stanley Cup championship in its franchise's history? Once again, what NHL expansion team introduced in the 1998-99 season has 12 playoff appearances, but has yet to win a Stanley Cup championship in its franchise's history? Song you're hearing, Rock Your Body by Justin Timberlake. We'll be back in a couple minutes here on KFWF. Don't be so quick to walk away. It's me. I want to rock your body. Please stay. It's me. You don't have to admit you won't play. It's me. Just let me rock you to the break of day. It's me. Got time, but I don't mind.
Don't be so quick to walk away. NHL expansion team, introduced in the 1998-99 season, has 12 playoff appearances, but has yet to win a Stanley Cup championship in its franchise's history. Greg, I know you're the resident NHL expert. You probably know the answer, but did you figure out the connection? I guess
I have an idea. And it's just odd enough to possibly work.
Okay.
All right. Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Not only hosted at, or I'm not sure if he hosted or just presented at the CMA.
Doesn't matter, actually.
At the CMA Music Awards, but also was in a concert.
Nope.
The iHeart Music Festival with one Carrie Underwood, who is dating Mike Fisher from the Nashville Predators.
That's fantastic, but unfortunately not. Dan, did you have a guess?
All right. Does it have anything to do with over 90 minutes to get my wings? Does that tie into it at all? Because that's ridiculous. For
if
wings.
You made a way to doesn't. Tie it in, that would be amazing.
No. No, here's the thing. Minutes. I mean, the song you heard, Rock Your Body by Justin Timberlake, not I'm Bringing Sexy Hat. But Rock Your Body by Justin Timberlake, because the song focused on body, and Jesse the Body was featured in the film Predator. For the correct answer, Nashville Predators.
Oh.
There you go. The body.
They ain't got time to deliver my wings.
I had to deliver, rather, I had to come in with a Justin Timberlake song. So there you go. All right. So. If you're not familiar with how this draft works that I mentioned earlier, basically, it's a game where we get to pick our favorite action movies. Now, in this particular context, this is an alien coming to Earth. And they say, give me 4 action movies I need to watch. And there you go. So I did mention earlier that due to the speed of Todd's quickness to answer whether or not I received the package today, which I did, and he answered correctly, so he gets the first pick. Dan answered correctly second. Greg answered incorrectly, so it's going to be in that order. Todd, Dan, myself, and Greg. Todd, you are up with the first pick again, and I hate that you... that it just happened to work out that you get the first comedy pick and the first action pick, but let's go.
Well, you know what? I have a few, but there's only one I'm really worried about someone else taking. Yeah. And it also might be the one people are like, well, is that really an action film? I will say yes, it is. Okay. And that is, and I thought when you just randomly messaged me, Roddy Piper, it was a tell, because mine is They Live. I see. I knew he was going to complain. Then what is it, Dan, if it's not sci-fi action?
I'd say sci-fi social commentary.
Social commentary isn't a section that was at Blockbuster, Dan.
Dan doesn't comprehend that.
You had action adventure.
It's a great movie. Great movie. No, but
you know, social commentary is not a genre.
Yeah, he doesn't get
it. It is in Dan's filing cabinet.
It's my show. And I get to say it's valid because it is Roddy Piper.
It also has the greatest fight scene ever put on celluloid. So how is it not an action movie?
That's a fair point.
It's not an action movie first.
And thank God I have the mute button.
You're going to disagree with some of my picks, so you might as well just deal with it now. All right. And it is your pick right now. So what do you have, Dan?
Let's hear.
All right, so my first film is an undeniable classic. I know I won't get any grief from Todd over this one.
Is it a spaghetti western?
No, it is not. And I also want to say, because I know what you're thinking I'm doing, and that I'm going to pick all Jean-Claude Van Damme films since he's the greatest action star of all time. Greatest action star of all time. But I didn't go with Van Damme stuff. So I'm being creative. And I'm going to name the classic 1991 action biker flick Stone Cold, starring one Brian Bosworth and Lance Henriksen. This movie is about a badass biker who has a pet Komodo dragon who beats the crap out of a biker gang.
I tried to tell him the concept, but he didn't want to
glorious.
Listen.
Glorious. That is an action movie, this sir.
No, but at the same time, if an alien came down and asked Dan, what action movies should I watch?
I would say, Xenu, come with me right now. We're going to watch Stone Cold with Brian Bosworth. They'd stop probing us. They'd just be like, these people
are
awesome.
They're going to go extra probe on Dan.
Yeah, they want to find out what
they're
going
like. They Live is like our exact guide of what we should be doing, and this guy shows us Stone Cold.
They're all going to have pet Komodo dragons on the saucers. They'll all have his hair.
All right, like Goldberg. Ooh. Who's next?
I like that. Well, there is a clear number one in my heart, and I'm glad it fell to me. That's going to be Die Hard.
I'm so mad neither of the two of you took that just to spite Ozzy, because you knew that was going to be his pick.
Yeah, but Die Hard, you're saying the franchise? Is that the way this works?
Well, yeah, essentially that disqualifies any other film in the franchise.
Okay, so I can, like, if I have one that's part of a franchise, I can say just the one I'm thinking of. It doesn't have to.
Yes, the but one I love, you're like the one that leads the pack, so to speak.
Okay.
There was something that I was going to add. Nope. Die Hard's the classic.
All right.
He's so defeated.
Yeah. I was.
There's still you have two, and there's a gold mine. The only one I'd possibly argue over Die Hard is still on the board.
Here's the thing, Ozzy. Die Hard would not be on my list. So I was only picking it.
Police coming to arrest you right now. The sirens just left my house. Are you kidding me? What are you talking about? Die Hard wouldn't even be on your list. That's a conversation for another day. But that's more an argument. That's not a conversation. That's a debate right there.
Look, anyway. If we were picking best Christmas movies, okay, maybe. Mm. But I wouldn't put it on my list. I'm
for
sorry.
Action movies?
I was going to take it and put it on my list. Just
you are a jerk. That's ridiculous. Who's your pick? Pick already. You have two. Go.
All right.
And you can't pick Last Boy Scout.
Oh, that's messed up. That's a classic.
It's basically Die Hard knockoff. Go on.
That doesn't matter.
All right. I'm trying to play the game so I don't waste a first or second pick. It doesn't matter with Dan because he's going to pick some movie that no one has heard of.
But I've got
two other people. What?
I know what of his next ones. I might take it from just to be, yeah.
You don't know
because
what I do.
Oh, it's it the taking one... of. Wow. All right. I'm going to start off with The Dark Knight.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Wait. Hold on. Dan said, but that's a comic book movie. It doesn't count.
Yeah, no, it's an action movie.
I know.
That is an action movie. Hands down.
He's outvoted.
More so than They Live.
Anyway. All right.
And
that was a good one. That was actually on my list. I was hoping it'd get back to me.
I have one that I want to take second, but I think it'll come back to me. So I'm going to go with Avengers Endgame.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. What a
sci-fi.
At least he picked a movie that people have heard of.
Stone Cold is does Iron Dude have a
okay, Iron there we go. Dude. Much better.
You forced yourself to say that.
Yeah, it doesn't
you
matter.
I was going to say Iron Man, but you're like, no, I'm going to change it to Dude so it sounds more obscure.
Okay, two massive groups of things fighting each other. That is a lot of
that's,
what?
That's action? Action. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a lot of action.
Oh, man. That's killer. But at the same time, that did leave a classic still up on the board, and I'm happy taking this. Not only one of the greatest action movies of all time, I think up and down one of the greatest films of all time, and that is Terminator 2, Judgment Day. Die Hard and Terminator, yes. Yes, thank you very much. I feel a lot better seeing those side by side.
Well, I only got three left. I'm worried about some of mine getting taken. So,
awesome video game properties as well.
But I am really excited to hear what Dan's number two is.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. Here we go. Come on.
Oh, my
Taking
turn?
Of Beverly Hills, please.
That is good. And it popped my mind. But all right. So
come on,
my
Cobra.
Second pick. No, that's a great one, too.
That's on my
Mortal
list,
Kombat too.
My second pick is one that I would certainly hope you have seen, I would argue, better than Terminator 2. And that is
you already lost.
Arnold. That is Arnold Schwarzenegger's one-liner 80s action classic,
Fuck!
Commando. And I knew you were going to take it. You said, yeah. I was going to curse. But there you go. I'm taking one from you because kiss my ass. That's why.
I was going to curse, but.
Now, I will say, good,
but I won't say that's better
I was,
than the Terminator.
This was a shot against Todd. I was going to pick for your height only the Wang Wang classic from back in the day, but I didn't because I wanted to take one. So there you go.
Well, I'm glad Dan's nice and mature because none on my list are like to hurt Dan, but apparently all mine offend him. So I'm up now, right? I got the double.
Yes, you have two picks.
Since I lost Commando, screw y'all.
That sucks.
It is better than Commando. And still relevant today. And if anyone disagrees with this pick,
I'm going to write this down ahead of time because I have a feeling I know where you're going. Go on.
You've made great science fiction picks. I'll give you that.
Go on.
I've made one pick so far, and Dan's going to argue with this one, and that's RoboCop.
That's a good one.
Right?
Yep.
Great film.
Oh, my God. Don't.
Sci-fi action.
But it's still action. Jeez.
Okay,
you know,
Dan, so
shut up and listen. Yeah. Any film you can put in multiple genres doesn't mean it's not. So you
we
can use
comedy. We're not doing a science fiction. Dan, listen to this. We're not doing a science fiction movie draft. We're just not. So we did a comedy draft. We're doing an action draft. So sorry that there was no Farscape movie that you were able to pick.
There was only a
inside
mini
joke
series,
for everybody that led
but
to.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So, Todd.
Well, since I'm going to need some time to think of my last pick now, I'm going with one I was worried about Dan taking from me, and he's going to probably kick himself. And there's no way he can call this sci-fi, and that is one of the greatest 80s action franchises. And I'm going to go with my favorite, Death Wish 2.
Oh, I wish I was dead. I'm just thinking of the Simpsons clip.
Yes. So,
well, that's good.
That's a good pick. All right. There you go.
Not science fiction.
No.
So can't. Dan can't argue it. All right, Dan.
What all right, number three.
Well, yep. if you all watch right. part three, he kind of defies the laws of physics, so maybe Dan thinks it's sci-fi too.
All okay, right. Well, what so do you got right now? This is very difficult, but I'm going to pick something that everybody has heard of and one we just covered not too long ago in a retrospective on Flesh Wound Radio, and I'm just going to say this. Put the bunny back in the box. Con Air. It is classic. It has only gotten better. One of the greatest movies ever made.
Because when I think action, I think Nicolas Cage.
Hey, you know what, Dan? That's not an action movie. It's a crime caper.
Space Dog. Gone in 60 seconds. That is absolutely an action movie. And it is better than modern action. It's not like,
okay, all right.
He doesn't have a Komodo dragon, but other than that, it's awesome.
Good Lord. Okay. All right, my turn. So I'm going to take one, and screw you, Dan. I don't care what you have to say. Yeah, there's some science fiction involved, but I don't care. It's The Matrix.
Yes. That was...
Yes. You just had to have Iron Man. You just had to have Thanos. You just had to have the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe. I'm taking Neo.
Oi, now I got to actually think about my last pick. I could have sworn it was going to get back to me. Was hoping. There was a chance.
So if you're listening to this now, you know this now. But we were discussing what the graphic is going to be for this episode, and it was going to be The Matrix. I just didn't want to say it because I didn't want to put that idea in anybody's head. My list is looking pretty solid.
I'm gonna piss Dan off later.
I'm excited.
Okay,
and you get two picks.
I know my first one, and that's gonna be an easy one because it came out around the same time as The Matrix and was completely overshadowed, unfortunately, because it had a similar premise as The Matrix or similar feel, but in my opinion, better than The Matrix. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Crap. Now I blanked on the name. I talked too long. What am I going to do? I'm going to save it. I'll get back to it. I'm going to go with Boondock Saints first as one of them. And I had it in my head.
Is this the one that's better than The Matrix?
Yes, it is.
It's so good you can't remember the title.
Look, I've had a few beers.
Dan,
I'm sorry.
Dan asked if
Equilibrium.
It was
Equilibrium.
Oh, there we go.
Equilibrium. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was pretty good.
If you've never seen Equilibrium, I'm sorry. Like it got overshadowed, but it was so good.
Yeah.
Equilibrium. I when you said similar themes and Equilibrium is great, I thought you were going to say Dark City. Definitely not an action movie, but also I like better than Matrix.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, good pick.
My turn, right?
Yeah.
Oh, please be the one I'm thinking.
Too.
I thought you were going to go with, well, good. Now I have my own pick.
Well, this covers the franchise, but I'm thinking Rambo 2.
I get
First
First
Blood Part 2 was, or no, not, no. First. Where he's in Vietnam.
Rambo First Blood Part 2.
Oh,
that is.
Man.
That's freaking action.
Oh, God.
You don't like it?
That movie's garbage.
It's an action movie.
Yeah, no, I get that, but it's one of those that like it's like Rocky IV. I can't watch it now. It's just so sugar coated. Yeah, no, it's just a bad. It's just that Reagan era overdone.
So what you're saying is you hate America?
I hate that America.
to become to survive war, you got to become war.
I'm a cool.
I can't remember the line.
I'm a first blood a lot, guy. But
these movies clear my sinuses. The only reason I chose this one instead of the original, I'll say 100%, the original is a better movie, but this one
is a better action movie. Yeah,
in terms of just violent action.
Oh, then that's the fourth one. That one's just a bloodbath.
That one did clear my sinuses.
There you go.
So I'm switching to four.
Wow.
I'm not gonna be honest. The opening scene cleared my sinuses because I was a little stuffy. Uh-huh. And then as soon as the bombs hit in the first, it was like the way they shot it was very intense and very like real. It was like, oh man, I feel great. Oh man, that's good. I'm ready for the rest of this movie. Okay, Dan, last pick.
All right, last pick. I am going to go with the classic blaxploitation flick Coffee, starring the goddess Pam Grier. Great film, undeniable classic. Okay. There we go.
I just tried to go the direction of stuff people really know. And I love Coffee. You know that, Dan. So it's me, right? I got the last one?
Your last one.
Okay. I just want to see the reaction. The Empire Strikes. I'm just playing. I will see. I will say that sci-fi over. So I'm not even going to do that one.
Yeah.
I just wanted that reaction. My actual answer is going to be Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
And I now have to say.
Wait, did they just say it's not action?
Great film, but Reservoir Dogs is a crime film. It's
okay. Not- there, he's muted. I don't want to hear him anymore. he just can't let anyone pick anything without like. I don't get it. I can't with this guy.
Yeah.
Now, Ozzy, I do have to say, I'm so mad because you've really flustered me with that Matrix pick. Like, I had a list and like what, threw
wait,
me.
Wait. How come he didn't say anything about Matrix being sci-fi? He didn't give that whole argument.
Because I prefaced it because I said, I know you're going to say it's sci-fi. Just don't even argue with me because I don't care what your argument is going to be.
I listen, Todd. This is Ozzy's show. I listen.
There. I don't have to listen. I hit one button and I'm done.
So,
but
no.
You totally,
okay.
You made me totally forget that I had James Bond on my list. Like, how I missed.
How did
like,
we all miss?
Hey. That's a spy caper. Come on. That's how you sound, Dan.
Okay, so just to recap what we all have. Todd has They Live, RoboCop, Death Wish 2, Reservoir Dogs. Dan has Stone Cold, Commando, Con Air, and Coffee. I have Die Hard, Terminator 2, Judgment Day, The Matrix, Rambo 4, and Greg has The Dark Knight, Avengers Endgame, Boondock Saints, and Equilibrium. I am 75% excited to see these movies that are in front of me.
I have totally won this. And if you watch Stone Cold, you will come back here right now and admit your defeat.
No.
Who's seen it? Well, Todd's seen
actually,
it.
Actually, I have a double defeat over you because my movies basically represent Planet Hollywood, and you don't have good luck at Planet Hollywood, so.
The movies are about as long as it took for me to get my damn wings. I'll say that.
Yeah. Yeah. You just had to have wings at Planet Hollywood. Those world famous Planet Hollywood wings. All right. Well, that was fun. We'll have another draft next week. If you're listening, feel free to comment wherever you're listening. Let us know what picks you would have be upset at us for missing James Bond. You could have even made Rocky? The argument for Raiders of the Lost Ark.
That was on my list.
I thought about it.
Rocky.
Inner Space.
Oh, wait. Oh, that's a sci-fi movie.
It's Rocky's a sports movie.
See? What is, I swear.
A motivational sports movie. But it's not like that.
Okay, what else? Okay, so. Wow. Okay. So, I mean, I'm just looking at like general genres. There's comedy and there's action. That's it. For this show, there's comedy and there's action. That's a rule I'm making right now, Dan. So put it. So write that rule down on a piece of paper. Listen to me. Rule on a piece of paper. Stick it in your hat, because I know you never take off your hat, and it'll stay in there. And hopefully that paper over some time will just be absorbed into your skull and you'll remember.
I have a request. Can we do romantic comedies? Because
I let the silence speak my answer.
Todd to pick Last House on the Left. I mean, okay, fine.
That would just be comedies. So,
now, ladies and gentlemen, I told you this was the stupidest audio program on the internet, and I proved my point. Now, we do have one final question coming up, and that is, what music artist has had two different songs in the past 10 years spend 10 or more weeks at number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 chart, one as a featured artist and the other as a solo artist? Once again, what music artist has had two different songs in the past 10 years spend 10 or more weeks at number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 chart, one as a featured artist and the other as a solo artist? And song you're hearing, Papered Up by Snoop Dogg, Cocaine, and Tracy Nelson. We'll be back in a couple minutes with the answer here on KFWF. Money, 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 money. Money, 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 money. Money, money, money.
Up a master plan, cause ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pockets, all my money is spent. So I dig deeper, but still coming up with lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence, thinking how can I get some dead presidents. I need money. I used to see a stick up kid, so I think of all the devious things I did. I used to roll up, this is a hole up, ain't nothing funny, stop smiling, cause still don't nothing move but the money. Cause now I've learned to earn, cause I'm righteous. I feel great, so maybe I might just search for a 9 to 5. And if I strive, then maybe I stay alive. So I walk up the street, whistling this, feeling out of place, cause man, do I miss a pen and a paper, a stereo, a tape of me and Warren G in a big fat plate of chicken wings, cause that's my favorite thing. But without no money, man, that shit's a dream, cause I don't like to dream about getting paid. So I dig into the books of the rhymes that I've made. Soon as I bust them, see if I got pull, I hit the doghouse, cause I'm paid in full, 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 full.
Here I am, woo, trying to have some things. So what you need is some game to get your money, man. Oh, baby, in the world of paper, paper.
Money, 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 money,
Blunt, music artist, has had two different songs in the past 10 years spend 10 or more weeks at number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 chart, one as a featured artist and the other as a solo artist. Song you heard papered up by Snoop Dogg, Cocaine, and Tracy Nelson. Guys got any guesses on the connection or even the answer?
I want the answer to be Snoop Dogg and the connection just to be simple, like, well, Snoop Dogg sang the song. Just like that would be something just never, to throw everyone off.
Never. 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 Todd, Dan, I assume you don't got anything. Okay, so check
this out. It better not be Timberlake. That's all I have to say.
No, just check this out. Because Papered Up was a song featured in the film Old School, specifically where Frank the Tank interrupted to tell everybody he wanted to go streaking through the quad into the gymnasium. And Frank was played by Will Ferrell, whose surname sounds similar enough to the correct answer, Pharrell Williams. Pharrell Williams. They actually spell it really close together, Pharrell and Ferrell. So just putting that out there. So, okay, check this out. Now, we did mention a new segment this week, Final Thoughts. And I'm just going to kick this. This is just a minute or two thing, just stuff that's just in my head, rolls around in general. And that's, for me, kicking it off, big trucks that think that they can go fast. Now, understand that you're in a giant hunk of metal, and the heavier and larger it is, the more power it takes to get up to top speed. So if you're trying to race a car that's half your size, you need to spend much more gas than that car does in order to, quote, win that race. So really, you're just putting your full stupidity on display. And this being the stupidest audio program on the internet, if anybody's going to be called out for doing anything stupid, it's going to be right here. Oh, you guys got any final thoughts?
Oh, you know it. And I am so glad that I have a forum to finally say this to an audience, because this has bothered me for some time.
Here we go.
Describing something cold as chili. The chili pepper is hot. Chili the beans, hot. Chile, the country, notoriously not cold. And yet, we use chili to describe something cold. I hate it. It should stop. We should move on.
Okay. I just do have to ask, how do you feel about Chili Willy?
Ooh.
The ECW wrestler?
No. Cartoon character.
There was a time that, like we grow as people, and we make mistakes in the past. Yeah, okay. So, it was an ignorant moment in our history, and
we're canceling Chili Willy. All right, I'm down. Okay, I was never a fan anyway. All right, Dan, Todd, any final thoughts?
There's no thoughts in the hat.
I'm going to just... It's
looking pretty blank right now.
I'm just going to say, if you're a powerful person or an influential person, you should have some consideration for others who just want to eat. And, you know, tell the waitress to go get the guy's wings, and then you'll sign whatever you want. That's all I'm going to say. That's all. They could have still had their stuff signed, and I could have had my wings.
You know what's so funny is Todd, if you don't mind, if I could just interject real quick here, what I find so humorous about this whole thing is the fact that he's upset that Justin Timberlake was given more attention than he was, essentially.
And I yet, don't care here about he
is. Hold on a second, I'm not done. Yet here he is giving more attention to Justin Timberlake on this platform here. Am I crazy, or?
I think it was his man crush previously, and it was like, don't meet your heroes.
He got upset because Justin snubbed him at Planet Hollywood, which is the real reason why he wanted to go to Planet Hollywood, not because of the wings. I knew that was a bullshit excuse.
I didn't meet the guy. Justin.
All right, I glared him. I get it.
The waitress's name thoughts? Was Jasmine, too, and I still remember her face.
I bet you do. Todd, any final thoughts?
Timberlake for life.
Okay. Thank you very much, everybody, for joining. Thank you guys for another great week. We'll be back next week with a new episode. Check us out on blogtalk.com at Flesh Wound Features, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Patreon. Feel free to leave a comment. For Todd, Dan, and Greg, I'm Ozzy V. We'll see you next time here on KFWF. We're going to send you out with Wake Up by Rage Against the Machine. And again, of course, we'll see you next week here on KFWF. Come on! Poetic, standing with the fury that they
reap is what you sow.